The National Transportation Safety Board says poor planning and risk assessment by Shell Oil led to the wreck of an Arctic oil rig off the coast of Alaska in 2012. The NTSB report comes out just as Shell is gearing up to look for oil again this summer in the Arctic Ocean. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The Kulluk was being towed to Everett when the tug pulling it lost power in heavy seas. 5 tense days later, the Kulluk ran aground off Alaska's Kodiak Island. Thursday's NTSB report says it wasn't a single error or equipment failure that caused the wreck. It was the company's failure to leave a margin of safety when planning a risky midwinter trip across the Gulf of Alaska. The NTSB is the third federal agency to condemn Shell's risk-taking leading up to the wreck. The grounding of the Kulluk capped a year-long series of mishaps in Shell's effort to drill off Alaska's north coast. Shell spokesman Curtis Smith says the company is reviewing the NTSB report. He says Shell has improved its planning and its supervision of contractors since the wreck. The Kulluk has been scrapped. It's been replaced by the Polar Pioneer. That rig is currently docked at the port of Seattle before it heads to the Arctic Ocean this summer. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.